I am Susan Young, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is a regular teleconference meeting as of Thursday, September 24th, 2025. It is currently 8:41 p.m. Eastern Time. Will the Secretary be kind to take the roll?
Indeed. Kaja Brown. Keep going. Donna Carter.
Present.
Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth.
Present.
Thank you, Fred. Jerome Edge. I'll keep going. Sally Gellert.
Here.
Thank you, Sally. Jan Goodman requested an excused absence. Julie Hewitt, I am here. Avalia Jones.
I'm here.
Thank you, Avalia. Zach Caldvier. Here. I'll keep going.
Zach did say yes, but would you say louder, Zach?
Here.
Oh, thank you, Zach. Got it. Philip Mullery.
Here.
Thank you, Philip. Marianne Martinez. I'll keep going. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
Thank you, Sean. Pinchback also requested an excused absence. Myla Reason.
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Serene Roberts. I'll keep going. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you, James. Minerva Sanders.
Excused absence requested. Her father died.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. I've got that noted. Harvey Wasserman. Dennis Williams.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dennis. Michael Woodson.
I'm here.
Thank you, Michael. Susan Young.
Here.
Thank you, Susan. Let me go back up the top. Kaja Brown. Jerome.
Here.
Thank you, Jerome. Marianne Martinez. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Thank you, Serene. Harvey Wasserman.
Kaja Brown, right, you showed up.
Yeah, let me give Kaja a moment to gain audio. And Kaja Brown, are you here?
Muted.
Let me go hit the other people and then I'll come back. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Thank you, Stephanie. Darlene Pagano is timekeeper.
Here.
Thank you, Darlene. Aki Tanaka is recording secretary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aki. And let me try again. Kaja Brown.
Present.
Thank you, Kaja. Let me just try quick one more time. Marianne Martinez. Harvey Wasserman. Well, in any event, Madam Chair, we have 16 and that's quorum.
Great. Agenda. Preliminary items, 5 minutes, called order, roll call, report out from August 7 and 14. Remind me, Madam Secretary, do I read them now or do I wait until after we've approved the agenda?
Now.
Great. August 7th, the PNB met in executive session to hear a report from counsel as transmitted by the ED regarding legal matters. August 14th, the PNB met in executive session to hold a hearing on a disciplinary matter. The defendant, Alex Steinberg, was found guilty of both the charge and the specification and is subject to a penalty of suspension from now until October 31, 2026, from the PNB, WBAI, LSB, all Pacifica committees and Pacifica meetings, activities, events, with the exception of election events if he qualifies as a candidate in the 2026 election. D, excused absences. Is there any objection to excusing absences of Jan Goodman and Minerva Sanders?
And Ron Pinchback.
And Ron Pinchback. Hearing none, they're excused. Agenda approval for open petition portion of the agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval for August 7th meeting, 5 minutes. Standing committee reports, 10 minutes. Audit, coordinating committee, finance committee, governance. Affiliates report, 5 minutes. Executive director report and Q&A, 20 minutes. Unfinished business, see appendices, non-disclosure agreement, changes offered by James Sagerton, motion by from Sally Gellert, new business, see appendix, 10 minutes, WBAI resolution regarding right of PMB member to uphold Pacifica Foundation bylaws, WBAI LSB motion to begin a bylaw amendment procedure, motion to move into closed session at a time certain of 9:30 Eastern time. Is there a motion to approve this agenda?
So moved.
So Milo moved. Is there a second?
I'll second. Zach.
Seconded by Zach. Are there any objections?
Not objection per se, but
okay, I'm sorry, Sally?
Yeah.
I mean, it was Sally, right? First Serene, then Sally.
Okay, I have something that I sent in as a motion, but it really is a point of personal privilege. I need to know how to present it to ensure that it's going to be dealt with tonight since we're only here until 9:30. I had sent in a request to attend the last KPFA LSB executive session. I understand that the chair who received it denied it based on her conversation with the chair of the PNB. I believe all directors have a right to attend meetings of its committees and all meetings of the board. So I need to ensure, since there's another executive session coming up before this board meets again, I need to ensure that the chair of this board will not be giving instructions to countervene the California law and the Pacifica bylaws about giving me access to the meeting. So
I have spoken with the chair of the KPFA LSB. She assures me that she will let you know you are welcome to attend that executive session.
Okay, because she said that you.
I understand it freely. That was a miscommunication. I said I understood that was her decision. So it is corrected for the next meeting. I'm glad to say. Stanley.
I'm not satisfied with that, and I will be taking it further. But I heard you.
My question was. My motion had correct dates as of last month. I think the 8B as opposed to the 7B has the correct dates for a amendment process this month. So
noted. And so then rather than taking up the unfinished business version, we'll take up the new business version.
But we should. Perhaps do it in the unfinished a little bit earlier in the unfinished business place because it is held over.
No, what we'll do is we'll probably address it during a committee report because it really pertains to what the governance committee is being is asking the PNB to delegate to it. Okay, Serene.
I was going to ask that it be included in the governance committee report since. The governance committee report came after the motion had been presented to the PNB.
So the governance committee already decided on that, and the motion from the governance committee will come first. All right. If there are no other objections to the agenda, we are ready to proceed. Next up, I believe, are minutes, and let me apologize. Aki Tanaka got them all crafted for us. We have not as yet circulated them. Our bad. So those will come up in the October meeting. Julie, what do we have next?
Next up is the standing committee reports, and they're listed in alphabetical order, so audit, coordinating, finance, and governance.
Okay. Audit, Minerva's not here. The committee hasn't met, and we have an important matter to address that will be brought up in executive session, and Stephanie will give us a briefing about that. Coordinating, we have not had a coordinating committee meeting. Finance.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to ask a question about audit.
Okay.
Okay, so I was listening to the question of Stephanie. I was listening to the audit, to the finance committee meeting on, was that last week? I don't know, recently. And she said that the auditor was still waiting for some corrections to be made from KPFA. I seem to remember hearing that in another report, either a previous CNB report or something, or maybe a finance committee report before the most recent time I heard that. What's the problem? What is it that the auditor is asking for that's not happening?
There were some revisions that needed to be done to some numbers from 2023, and those have been provided.
Could you tell us what the revisions were and what the numbers pertain to what?
It really was kind of a breakdown of functional. Every time that we do our taxes, it's functional expenses, and you have to break down how your expenses are related to development costs, programmatic costs, administrative costs. And so it was just a clarification of some of those functional expenses.
Okay.
Sally.
Do we have a schedule for any kind of audit committee meeting? We've had one so far, and yeah, and I realize Minerva's, you know, got problems right now to deal with, but.
Let me suggest that there's an important matter that will be discussed in executive session that pertains to the schedule.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, Fred.
Yeah, the National Finance Committee met, as it always does, and we heard from the executive director about the new explanations of people's jobs in a format that we'll all see eventually. That is, I think, critical to can Sally and Sri please lower their hands? That is critical to our ongoing success. Additionally, we rescheduled the meetings that need to be scheduled, which was great. And our Paul Martin brought up an issue that I thought was really rather important. He said that we need very much to increase our membership fees. That he says a number of years ago, WBAI had $50 a year fees, and he insisted that the PNB had ordered WBAI to reduce their fees to $25 so they'd be in agreement with all the other organizations. Additionally, our poll did a look at the inflation rate between that time and this and said that by now, just to break even to where we were years ago, that the fees would need to be raised to, I think he said, $87.50. Steve Kulakla, who is the chair, or the treasurer of the KPFA, has said similar things. We are basically not funding ourselves by having this $25 amount. And this is something that was brought up but not voted on in the NFC. And it was decided, I noted at the time that I would address this at the PNB because I feel that this is, while it is a finance matter, it's really a PNB matter, and it's something that we need to take into consideration. If we continue at this $25 fee, we will continually lose more and more money and cover fewer and fewer of our expenses.
So are you offering a motion?
I would love to offer a motion. I move that we increase our fees to at least $50 a year. The local, in my community, the local public radio television fees are $200 a year, and we are certainly not getting ahead of our many, many needs.
And so let me just interrupt you there, Fred. You're motivating.
Okay, so, my apologies.
Yeah, so yes, the motion is to increase to $50 a year.
At least.
Starting when?
Well, I would like to start at January 1st, but I'm open to negotiation.
But that's your motion, okay? Right. Is there a second?
I'll second, Zach.
Okay, so let's have Fred motivate, then a speak against. Fred.
I would happily motivate. We all sit on the PMB, so we have all seen the financial
situation. I'm sorry, point of something.
That's not
I have some questions about the report, aside from the motion that you just solicited. I have some questions about the report.
We'll get back to that after we've dealt with the motion. Go ahead and motivate.
Thank you. We all have sat through many lessons here or many statements here that show that the network is not paying its bills. And we have a very, very simple way to pay our bills, which is to increase our membership fees to what is ostensibly a very affordable amount. We're talking about $4 a month, just a hair over $4 a month. And I think that that's basically the cup of coffee here in the Bay Area. And I really do believe that we have many needs. We need business managers at all the stations. We have many, many needs that are not being funded. And this is one of the ways to fund those needs.
Okay, I've got a lot of hands up. Let me just take them in order, starting with Kaja.
For the affiliates and for anybody listening who is not familiar with all of this, can you help us better understand what you're talking about?
Me? Sure. It won't affect the affiliates at all, as far as I understand. It is simply the fee that our local subscribers would pay annually to be members of our various stations. We have five stations, and it would increase that from $25 a year to $50 a year, and that would do a little bit toward going toward hiring some people to get our jobs done better and to increase our membership and to increase our response with our community. There are many, many things that we need this money for, and we just don't have it.
So let me just comment that the bylaws provide that there is a minimum $25 membership, but that the PNB has the authority to adjust that. No bylaw amendment is needed for the PNB to make that decision. Myla.
Well, you just cleared that up for me, Susan, because I didn't realize that there was a provision. Is that a new provision in the new bylaws?
No, it's the same as it was.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that the bylaws didn't allow us to raise it, so that clears it up. Although I must say I have to give it some thought, because on the one hand, I think that we may be cutting off our noses. Because we may be losing members who can't afford to that $50 in their budget. So,
okay, Dennis, then Philip, then Serene, then Sally. Dennis.
Yeah, I think that the I support the idea of looking at raising the fee, and I think $50 is probably is a reasonable place to start. However, I object to doing it at this time for two reasons. The first is that we are sort of reorienting to make a major push toward increasing membership, which is certainly appropriate. And it seems sort of counterproductive to raise the price of something at the same time that you're trying to sell a whole lot more of it. And then the second thing is that we're in the middle of undergoing a whole lot of changes for the membership and how they vote and how they're represented. And I think this would be better undertaken after the elections next year and after that dust settles, because there's a lot of unsettlement right now. So I think this would be better done at a later time. Thank you.
Are you offering a motion to amend to change the start time?
No.
No, you aren't. Okay. Philip.
Well, I agree with Dennis that $25 seems really not like that much nowadays, but it gets people in the door. It gets people started with a bill for something from KPFA, something in the mail, something in their email. It starts the ball rolling. And so it's not about revenue. Obviously, we probably spend more money collecting on a $25 pledge than we actually actually achieve. But it's about building a movement here. You know, we're not talking about revenue strictly as what's going to drive this. We need more people, and we get them in the door, $25, and then we hopefully keep them, and they go on to 50, 100, and 1,000, whatever. You know, it's really not about the $25. Okay.
Serene, Sally, Kaja, Donna, Jerome. Let's see who's spoken. So Serene, Sally, Kaja, do you mind if I take you later and let the others who haven't spoken yet speak?
That's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Serene.
Okay. So I wasn't able to attend the meeting because when I asked the chair to send me the information to join, he refused to do so until
that's not true.
7 minutes before
I
the meeting.
Fred,
do not interrupt.
I object. That's not true.
Fred, please. Serene, go ahead. And please do not use this as the opportunity to criticize.
Excuse me.
Please bring this
May
up as the point you wish to make.
He did not do so until
That's
7
not
minutes
true.
Before
I can
the
show
meeting
you.
Time.
Let me see.
Listen, we can argue that factually, and I would
no,
prefer
or
to...
you can call him out of order because he's interrupting.
Serene, I'm calling you both.
My name
of order.
Was used.
Fred, be quiet.
My name was used.
You have not been recognized by the chair, Fred. Do not talk. Okay.
Because
Serene,
he didn't. May I finish my statement? With that,
yes,
I'm going to start over. I was not able to listen to the meeting live. I heard it later on recording. I was unable to. I didn't have a web stream where I was to listen, and that's why I asked to be able to call in. I did not get a response until apparently 7 minutes before the meeting is when this thing was sent to me. And at that point, it didn't matter.
Serene,
but when
are
I
you
heard
bringing,
the recording,
is this
I
the
did
only
not,
thing
I
you're bringing up
speaking.
Is your complaint about how the committee
and
is
when,
being operated?
And when
are
I
you
heard,
bringing something up about this, the topic that we're dealing with
me.
Now?
And when I heard the recording, the person pushing and, in fact, using language like if you're serious about Pacifico or if you really cared, you'd come up with more money, which shows, I think, at least an insensitivity to what different people's economic situation was not R. Paul Martin. He did make a comment, a factual comment, that prior to the new bylaws in 2003, the membership rated BAI had been $50. That's just a fact. The person pushing it was Steve Kukala, and I'm surprised to hear that that sounded so different on the recording than it did apparently to the person who was chairing the meeting. But the fact is that, you know, at the time when you guys have taken away the ability to offer waivers locally with 100,000 people just out of work and other people feeling effects that are not being measured by whoever is measuring the numbers these days, I don't think this is the right time to raise the fee.
Speaker's time.
Okay, Sally.
Yeah, I think I agree with Dennis's point about it being an entry point and in the door. I took a fundraising seminar through one of my other organizations, and they point out the importance of relationship building. So, and how much easier it is to get the second donation than to get the first donation. So, and given the lack of financial information that even this board has, let alone members, I don't think it's responsible to suggest raising a price at this time. I suggest that we make sure we get our financial house in order first and then evaluate it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm in order. Donna, Jerome, then back to Kaja, and then to Fred. Donna?
Well, I'm not rigid about this, but I would like to posit that we say that there's a $25 membership fee, but would appreciate anything around $50. Sort of split the difference here. Give the opening. To do giving more, but I'm not rigid about it. So.
Okay, Jerome, we can't hear you. Okay, Jerome, I'll come back to you. Kaja.
I'm just curious, is there a membership development plan in place? Because just raising the fee isn't going to do anything if there's no plan. And do we have a plan, or we just throwing stuff at the wall?
That's station by station, and I don't believe that there is a national plan. This is really starting that conversation.
Okay.
Jerome, then James, then Fred.
I have to say, I think I really agree with Kaja. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, we're offering a service, we're offering an outlet, like, you know, we're offering something really unique through community radio. And I feel like as a consumer of that, if somebody is just kind of like, well, we got needs, like, you know, we're not going to do anything differently. There's no development in what we're being offered as a membership, like I think there's a number of people, in my opinion, that would probably look at that without any sort of development or anything like that or anything at all. I think they just kind of really look at that negatively. I mean, if I was in those shoes, I mean, I kind of feel like I would too.
Thank you. James.
Thank you. If I recall correctly, there was a request to the general managers or the interim general managers to provide data about how many of the listeners or the members were $25 members and how many of them donated more than that, so we could get some idea of, you know, what the effect of such a change might be. I would suspect that we didn't get that, because that may be a big ask for some of the GMs or IGMs. Do we get that information? Do we have that?
No, I don't believe so. I made that ask in the committee meeting. I don't know that Stephanie has gotten that information as yet. I agree it might be useful information.
Yeah, so I would be interested in possibly postponing this until we get that.
So are you offering a motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting?
I'm willing to make it so, yes.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Milo
seconds. Okay, is there any objection to postponing consideration until the October PNB meeting?
Can we just let Fred and I finish what we have to say?
Yeah, so let me just sit it out there. Yeah, Fred, then Sally.
Yeah, I spent my life as a publisher, and I've sold millions of dollars worth of ads. And one of the things that is really clear to me as a publisher and as somebody who had to write checks is that the fourth quarter is where all the money comes in. And right now, by telling everybody that we're going to raise the rate in January 1st, we put a lot of pressure on people who have not moved in the last 20 years to subscribe while it's still only $25. It is, in fact, a high motivator. Doubling the cost of the membership is a high motivator to signing up now.
So, okay, but Fred, are you voting against, or are you all right for postponing consideration of this measure?
I didn't realize that I was responding to that thing. I thought we were still continuing the discussion.
We right now have a motion and a second on the floor to postpone consideration.
We
can keep this discussion.
I don't personally feel like there's any value in postponing it. We addressed this issue a year ago, and postponed it a year ago.
So you'll vote no on that. Sally?
Yeah, I just forgot to mention that our BAI Buddy thing, where we try and get folks to donate a small amount monthly, and that comes to, you know, if they do $5 a month, that's more than $25 for sure. So that's another way of, membership. And it gives us the monthly kind of income. So, start out at a $25 member and become a buddy next year, that kind of deal.
So I believe that the case that we have is that there is agreement to postpone action on this item until next meeting, and that there is one person voting against that. Fred, is that correct?
That's fine.
Okay, great. And I think this is a very valuable conversation to have started. Okay, Fred, I think that Serene had a question for you about the NFC meeting.
Chair, before you go on, I have an inquiry about the matter of the raising the fee. I want to ask Stephanie or anybody else who may know, would we be able to get from Allegiance, I suspect we might be able to, under the right circumstances, we may not have the staff that is able to extract the information, but can Allegiance give us information about who starts at 20, how many people start at 25 and then they go on to contribute more, how many people stay at 25? I mean, could we use Allegiance to get some of that data?
Yes, and not everybody uses Allegiance, so there's a different system at WPFW and a different system at KPFA, but we're in the process now of starting to compile listener member lists for the upcoming election, so we can start getting those lists, updating them monthly, and cleaning them. So as we get those lists over the next few weeks, we'll be able to see what that donation level is.
Thank you.
Okay, so Serene, you had a question about the Finance Committee report. Serene, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. I can't hear you.
A little bit better. A little bit better, but still quiet.
Okay, well, we'll come back to Serene when she's able to speak with us. Julie, will you please start with the Governance Committee report?
Indeed. So the Governance Committee met on the 21st of August. One of the things that we had done was which I mentioned at the last PNB meeting, was that we had set ourselves up to have elections. I was elected as chair of the Governance Committee, and Carol Wolfley was elected as secretary. I already talked about that. Aki Tanaka, thanks to Aki for administering the election revolt for us. So then the next thing we did was we talked about setting up meeting frequency and dates, and we're going to go with the third Thursdays of the month at 8:30 p.m. for our regular meetings. And we'll see if we need to add or subtract as we move on. Talked about the possibility of some Article 3 bylaw changes, which we moved into the next meeting. And then finally, we talked about a motion that is in the appendix, and we passed this motion, and it is, I will read it now. Whereas bylaws amendments are being recommended by directors pursuant to the bylaw amendment procedure detailed in the Pacifica Bylaws 2025, whereas the 2025 bylaws provide that all, quote, all properly proposed bylaw amendments be held until that date, which is 30 days before the voting date, as determined by the board, end quote. Whereas proper introduction of bylaw amendments requires either proposal by six directors or a petition of at least 5% of the membership. Therefore, the PNB Governance Committee recommends the following motion for consideration by the PNB. PNB designates the Pacifica National Governance Committee the responsibility to facilitate the bylaw amendment process by gathering proposed bylaw changes and recommendations about bylaw changes and recommending when a voting date should be scheduled and the notice period begun, also known as the notice date. And so that's the motion.
And as it is a motion coming out of committee, a second is not required. Is there discussion? Sally.
So how would the rest of the board know about the pending motions, or, you know, the proposed motions that normally would come to this committee, to this board as a unit, and now you're suggesting just go to the governance committee?
So the motions, both the one that's in unfinished business and the one that's in new business, are in the appendix. There was an earlier discussion, I thought I recall, about referring that the current motion, which I guess is in new business, to the governance committee to essentially weave into the plan that is, will be the responsibility of the governance committee if this motion that the committee came forward with is adopted.
But that didn't really answer my question, which is if this is the new procedure, and there are other bylaw amendments that come from either other directors or the 5% membership or what have you, if it goes directly to the governance committee, who will make the debate, the decision as to when there will be a date, how do the rest of us find out about those?
So, Julie?
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you. So I think the idea here is that we would... what the governance committee would do is, you know, sort of lay out a process that says, hey, you know, now that we're able to consider bylaws amendments that are outside of, you know, what was in the 2020 bylaws and what were in the New Day bylaws, which were the only things we could consider as part of the settlement agreement, because those two things had been voted on previously, right? And so what the governance committee would do is take suggestions from people, and I'm sure that people have many different kinds of thoughts about things that can be improved. Now we don't have those kinds of constraints, so we would take those suggestions from people. We would figure out which ones, which bylaws amendments that people were proposing would not require a membership vote so that the PNB could vote on them, right? We would figure out which ones would require a membership vote, right? And because the only way to do that is if you take it to a full membership vote. The other thing that I think would be important about having the governance committee serve as the kind of clearinghouse, if you will, is I could imagine that there would be people who say, oh, you should change this paragraph here to say X. And somebody else says, oh, you should change that same paragraph, but it should say why. And so then, you know, there's a certain process where we can't have votes on every single thing. But, you know, maybe what the governance committee would do is come up with kind of a coherent set of bylaws amendments. And then also things like somebody might say, change this particular paragraph, but not recognize that that would require corroborating changes in other spots in the bylaws for it to make complete and total sense. And so that would be the responsibility. It would frankly be a lot of hard work, but it would be the responsibility of the governance committee to do all that. So it's not, I don't personally anticipate that it that other directors wouldn't have any ability to make suggestions. Would all suggestions get, you know, picked up and run with? Probably not, particularly if there are some things that are, you know, in conflict with things that other people have suggested. And, you know, the governance committee is just going to have to figure out how to, you know, make some of those kinds of calls, I think. So, or, and maybe bring some of them to the PMB. But anyway, that's enough.
Okay. We've got a couple more hands up, and I'm going to put my hand up as well. Serene, then James, then me.
Okay. So a couple of things. One is that there are things in that 2025, April 2025 creation that were not in the New Day failed proposal and not in the 2020 bylaws, which were the last set of bylaws that were approved, or amendments that were approved according to the bylaws. So there are a number of problems with it, and I think it's ridiculous to tell people, oh, wait until sometime next year, you know, 2026, to have some of your concerns addressed. There are a number of member rights that were taken away without process that need to be addressed. And there was a bylaw timeline proposed at the last meeting that we never got to, and that we're apparently not even allowed to discuss tonight, because, I mean, the clock is the clock. That really seeks to remedy some of that and to give our membership, whether we're charging them $25 or more, a voice in how this organization is run. That is the purpose of the bylaws. That's why we went through what we went through 25 years ago. So we're moving steadily backward, and that's not a good thing. I would actually propose that this motion be tabled. I think it's fine to have a bylaws, a governance committee that looks at the bylaws proposal. That is what we were told was happening all last year when someone who was not even on any board at the time was made a member of the governance committee, maybe even the chair. I don't remember. I'd like to finish. I would propose that
please
we vote on the timeline. Yes, I would propose that we vote on the timeline motion that has been presented, and that it not be used to super, and that this motion not be used to supersede the work that was done by people who want to get bylaw changes done now, not in 2020.
And so, Serene, that's not a motion. A motion to table would be you need to make a clear motion. James?
Well, I'm sorry. What is unclear about what I said?
Yeah, you gave a long discussion. You did not frame it as a motion. You framed it as an opinion about what should happen.
No, I framed it as a
no. You didn't, Serene. Well, I'll come back to you, Serene, when you have a real motion crafted, James. James.
Thank you. Yeah. This is just a comment on Julie's remark that which was kind of a throwaway, just a line in her remarks, that the bylaws were voted on. These so-called current bylaws were never voted on. We had a vote on the 2021 bylaw proposal that was defeated. As Serene just pointed out, the so-called current bylaws are not an exact replica of either the 2020 or the 2021 bylaws. And so I think it's an incorrect statement to say that these bylaws were voted on. Now, you can say that the parties to the settlement agreed that they've been voted on. You can also say that the moon is made out of Swiss cheese. That doesn't make it so.
My turn now. I would like to address Sally's concern, and my suggestion is that any of the bylaw amendment ideas that are brought to the governance committee be shared with the entire PMB, so everybody knows what is under discussion. Regarding the question of of dealing with the timeline. We need to take up the motion that is before the PNB right now about delegating those questions to the governance committee. Julie, would you be kind to reread the motion?
I will reread the motion.
I have
part.
A point of information, please.
What's your point?
Okay, so I believe I did make a motion. I'm sorry you didn't understand it. I'd be happy.
No, I'm sorry, Serene. It was not a motion. We want to discuss the other motion before, but you didn't frame it as a motion. You framed it as I would like for us to take something else up before. So we're going to go ahead with this vote.
I'll read the motion again.
Susan, my intention was clear.
So Serene, we're going to go ahead with this vote.
Yes.
So I'm reading the motion.
Some people are more equal than others.
PNB designates.
Fred.
Don't do that to me, Susan.
I apologize. And Serene, I'm not recognizing you.
Neither was he.
Calling the member to order is not need to be recognized.
You're right. Thank you, Fred. Okay, go ahead, Julie.
Yes, the PNB designates the Pacifica National Governance Committee the responsibility to facilitate the bylaw amendment process by gathering proposed bylaw changes and recommendations about bylaw changes and recommending when a voting date should be scheduled and the notice period begun, the notice date.
I have a point of information.
What's your point?
So is this motion intended to block the timeline motion that was presented to the board and amended? Because it sounds as though that's what you're doing.
It can accommodate it, not block it, and that question is answered. If you wish to vote against this, please do. Okay, Julie, go ahead and take the vote.
All right. Hodger Brown?
I'm sorry, a yes means what and a no means what?
A yes means that you authorize the PNB authorizes the governance committee to pull together what the bylaw amendment timeframes would be.
Retroactively.
I abstain.
How'd you abstain? Donna Carter?
Pass.
Donna passes. Fred Dodsworth?
Yes, please.
Fred's a yes. Jerome Edge?
Sorry about that. I think I'd also like to abstain. I just don't know enough. So I'm going to abstain.
Got it. Jerome abstains. Sally Gellert?
No.
Sally's a no. Julie Hewitt, I'll vote yes. Avalia Jones.
Avalia's muted.
I'll keep going and come back. Zach Caldvier.
Yes.
Zach is a yes. Philip Mulry.
Yes.
Philip is a yes. Marianne Martinez. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes.
Sean is a yes. Myla Reason?
Reason votes yes.
Thank you. Myla's a yes. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely not. You guys are always going around the back.
Serene is a no. James Sagerton? Sorry, no. James Sagerton. James is a no. Harvey Wasserman? Dennis Williams?
No.
Dennis is a no. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Michael's a yes. Let me go back up the top. Donna Carter, you passed?
No.
Donna's a no. Avalia Jones? Marianne Martinez, not here. And Harvey's not here. Madam Chair, the Motion passes. There were 7 yeses, 5 noes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. I think that there was...
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
Yes.
We are at time certain, although the meeting did start 11 minutes late. And the 2 motions that have been discussed out of committees were not part of the originally scheduled time. But we are at time certain at 6:30. Excuse me, 9:30 Eastern.
Is there a motion to extend?
No.
Okay.
No to extend.
Is there an objection?
There's an objection. I require a vote.
So it requires a 2/3 vote. Madam Secretary, be kind to take the vote. Yes, we extend for 3-10 minutes. No. How many did you say, Serene?
11. We're 11 minutes behind, right? We started late.
Okay. Motion to extend for 11 minutes. Is there a second to extend for 11 minutes?
Second, Sally.
Okay. And there's an objection. So we'll take a vote. It requires 2/3. Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Right. Kaja Brown.
No.
Kaja's a no. Donna Carter?
Yes.
Donna's a yes. Fred Dodsworth?
No.
Fred's a no. Jerome Edge?
No.
Jerome's a no. Sally Gellert?
Yes.
Sally's a yes. Julie Hewitt, I'll pass. Avalia Jones? Keep going. Zach Caldvier?
No.
Zach is a no. Philip Muldery?
Philip, you're muted.
No.
Is a no. Miriam Martinez is probably still not here. Sean Kelly McPherson?
No, thank you.
Sean is a no. Myla Reason?
No, thanks.
Myla's a no. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Serene is a yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James is a yes. Harvey Wasserman is probably still not here. Dennis Williams?
Yes, please.
Dennis is a yes. Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Michael is a yes. Let me go back up to the top. Julie Hewitt, you passed. I'll abstain. Avalia Jones. All right. Madam Chair, the yeses were 6 and the noes were 7.
And it fails the 2/3.
So the motion fails.
All right. We are adjourned from the open meeting. And we will reconvene in 5 minutes in closed session.